Thank you and good morning. On August 1st, new water conservation regulations imposed by the State Water Resources Control Board go into effect, but questions remain about how those regulations will be enforced and who will enforce them. City officials in Sacramento have notified the state that employees already enforce city regulations that result in civil penalties, not criminal fines as the new state regulations would. Special districts and many other water agencies are prohibited from imposing criminal penalties or fines for violations of water use statutes. In Rio Del, where the city was ahead of the state in imposing more stringent water use regulations, city workers will check water meters every 2 weeks to ensure residents are adhering to the mandatory reductions. For a first offense, a warning will be issued, and further refusal to comply could be met with a $500 fine. Officials from cities and towns across the state, however, are still unclear on how state regulations will be enforced and who will be doing the enforcing. It was an event that escaped the public spotlight during the 4th of July celebrations, but it did involve a flag. St. Joseph's Hospital has a new flagpole. The old one was taken down due to construction and was unsuitable to be put back up, and some folks in Ferndale saw their chance. The new flagpole standing in front of the new patient care facility and flying the American flag was donated by a dairyman from Ferndale. Plans were underway to install a new pole when Dennis Leonardi, who is on the board of trustees for the hospital, donated the new pole and the labor to install it in time for the 4th of July, when a new flag was raised. Leonardi said in a statement that it was the least he could do for St. Joseph's and the community. Cigarettes have always been a serious residential fire danger, and with the advent of new electronic cigarettes, a product still largely unregulated when it comes to fire risk, fire officials are concerned about their safety. There are no warning labels alerting users to any risk, and the Arcata Fire Department notes that there have been reports of e-cigarettes causing fires while being charged. It appears that once the e-cigarette is fully charged, it overheats and can explode, causing a fire. Arcata Fire officials want users to be aware of that risk and unplug the e-cigarette once it is done charging to reduce any fire danger. Congressman Jared Huffman joined almost 100 other Democratic lawmakers in the House and Senate to introduce a joint House resolution for an amendment to the Constitution that would overturn the Citizens United decision made by the Supreme Court that allowed unlimited spending during election campaigns. The House bill is a companion to a Senate bill that was slated for a vote earlier this year but postponed. The amendment would set reasonable limits on campaign spending to influence elections, allow states to distinguish between natural persons and corporations or other artificial entities, and prevent those entities from spending money to influence local elections. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Twice a year, at a minimum, local fire departments remind residents to change the batteries in their smoke detectors, a piece of equipment that does more to save lives during residential fires than any other. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods recognizes that the message can be repetitive, but it's as important a message as fire officials can pass along, and Woods reminds us why.
So we have a number of cases where we go into residents or apartments where the smoke detector has been disabled. We had a situation where we had a reported structure fire. Middle of the night, smoke detector goes off. An individual sleeping very near the fire was awoken, smelled smoke. Another individual comes from back bedroom, hears the smoke detector, pulls the battery out, throws the smoke detector out the door, goes back to bed.
It seems self-evident to keep your smoke detector in good working order, and many of us can recall a time during the cooking of dinner that a detector's piercing alarm has rung out, but that's a good thing.
The point is that they are there for a reason, and to recognize when that goes off, there's a reason it's going off. And you need to pay attention to that. Don't go back to bed. Don't think everything's fine, and don't assume that a smoke detector is malfunctioning. And you need to check out what's going on and verify that there's no fire, that there's no smoke. It's there to save you. It's not there for anything else.
The reminder to change the batteries in a detector normally happens at the daylight savings time change, but it also works in the middle of July. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.